Hello, and welcome back to In God We Trust podcast. Today, we are continuing with Luke, and we are on Luke chapter 4, verse 14. The reading today is about Jesus rejected at Nazareth. So just a few FYIs. Nazareth is where Jesus grew up, but he was born in Bethlehem. So this is his hometown, and all the people there know him. And this is the start of his ministry. Here their whole life they've seen Jesus just growing up, and now randomly he's just saying all these things. And he says, like, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And then he tells them that today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So they're all like, what is going on? And it's very interesting just to see the interactions. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay, well, yeah, I'll read it and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Okay, here we go. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Okay, here's a little side note. This is about baptism with Jesus. It says, why was Jesus baptized? And here's what it says. Ordinarily, baptism is to wash away sins. Jesus had no sin, but by being baptized, he accepted the place of a sinner. That way, he could fulfill God's demands for all of us who are sinful. Okay, I will continue with the reading. He went up to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' I tell you the truth," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there are many windows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a window in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." All the people in the synagogue were furious when they had heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Okay, I really just want to talk about a few things here. The first one is how simple Luke is reading. I mean, he's just very straight to the point. No big words or crazy sayings, really. He just kind of, I don't know, it's really easy reading. It's nice. Second thing is, I'm curious of what the tension or what the room felt like when Jesus was saying those things about how, what did he say here? He said, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor." So I'm just curious on what everyone's first thoughts were, or what the tension was like in the room, you know. So that's just some thoughts, I guess. And then the third thing is when they tried to throw him off the cliff or whatever, and they were all there, and then he just walked right through the middle of them and nothing happened. So, I mean, it's just like they were all talk, but they wouldn't actually do anything. So, and I bet that Jesus was just the coolest dude ever, like so calm, you know, that people didn't really want to mess with him. So, I don't know. I bet Jesus was pretty cool. So, well, that's all I have. Tomorrow we are reading Jesus Drives Out an Evil Spirit, and that is Luke chapter 4, verse 31, where we will start tomorrow. Okay, that's all I got. I appreciate all you guys that have stuck around and that are supporting me. It means a lot to me. So, okay, well, have a great day. God bless.